Broadcasting live from the beautiful Cobb Galleria Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for Grow ATL, presented by Small Business Day. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we are back with Grow ATL, broadcasting live from Cobb Galleria. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, we're starting to hit our stride. We had a great initial episode. Tough act to follow, but I think this young lady's up to it. Please join me in welcoming to the show with Wicks and Wines, Miss Kenya Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Kenya, can you tell us a little bit about Wicks and Wines? How are you serving folks?
Definitely. So I am where women come to when they're looking for a daycation.
Daycation.
Yes.
That's not a staycation, not a vacation.
Nope, just a one day. So it's an escape for busy moms, for women looking to get away from corporate America for a day, and for the bored bar hopper that's looking for something fun to do.
So what does that daycation look like?
That day starts between 10 and 11 in the morning, mm-hmm. so you don't have to get up early.
Right.
We provide the transportation.
So you pick them up?
We pick them up.
At their mm-hmm. house or
no,
wherever they are?
We're going to meet at one place. Atlanta's mm-hmm. a big place.
That's right.
We're going to meet at one place and we load up. We serve mimosas on the way. And the first stop is for their choice. They can set up their own itinerary. We could do lunch first, and we kind of stop on the way to the winery, mostly to Dahlonega, Blue Ridge Mountains, Helen, Cleveland. There's about 40 wineries across.
Are there?
Yeah.
So that's kind of a best kept secret.
Exactly. I'm glad I found it.
Is that only in Georgia or you're going sometime outside of Georgia?
We've done Chattanooga Wine Over Water, mm-hmm. Which is a festival in Chattanooga. We've done the Birmingham wineries. We do every year Athens Wine Weekend. There's South Georgia wineries. So we like to do the research and plan the trip around it.
And then so what's the order of things? So like if my wife wants to go by herself, mm-hmm. she would join an existing
yes.
group that you're already doing?
We do trips ourselves and post those and promote those. And then we do private tours.
Mm-hmm.
So bachelorette parties, birthday parties.
So either way,
clubs,
you don't
either
care.
Either way, I don't care how it comes.
So do you have kind of a schedule for the upcoming year that you know you're going to go to these 10 places like once a month throughout the year? And then if people want to join that?
We plan our own every other month because we're pretty busy with private tours.
Right.
But those are always on our website. And we have some that we do at the same time each year. So the first week of December, we do an Atlanta tour. It's called Sit Back. Sip, sample, and shop.
Uh-huh.
And then in February is always the Athens Wine Weekend. So we do have some that are pre-scheduled and
and then so the transportation, is that a bus? What, a limo?
Actually, depends on how many people have signed up. So
right.
we've done a large Tahoe for five people.
Right.
And we've done a 55-passenger bus.
Wow.
So we can provide whoever signs up, they're going.
Now, do you spend more time doing these private events or is it?
We have gotten really busy. When I first started my business, I thought that I had to do all the work
mm-hmm.
and I was planning everyone and
finding each individual.
Yeah,
that's hard.
That was a lot of work. And
so
then,
now you find groups.
Exactly.
There's 20 in a pile there.
Exactly. Or I also have an affiliate program
uh-huh.
for referrals. So anyone that sells a seat or, you know, recommends us to someone, they get $10 from every seat.
Ah,
so I got smart.
And how much is like a daycation? What's the price range of that?
The price range is from $99 to $150, either including all of your tastings or tastings and lunch.
So it could be if I can get 15 people, I might not have to pay anything.
Exactly.
Oh, so now I'm incented out there for I can make my own trip.
Exactly, exactly.
So now, what was the impetus? How'd you get into this business?
Well, I was in corporate America. And I figured out that I like to search new events, new cities, and different places to be.
That you were just doing that for your own pleasure, right?
Exactly, exactly. And friends started going with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started actually a side hustle with a bus company, marketing them and, you know, getting the word out to them, scheduling all of their trips. And I kind of put that together. Because I was getting calls.
It seems like I'm doing all the work, and then I'm not getting all the money.
Exactly. So I put the enjoyment of planning the trips along with the transportation, and I pulled this name, Wicks and Wines, off a shelf because I used to sell candles, and I did an event with a young lady that sold wine, and
there you go.
There we go.
Now the magic's happening.
Exactly.
So now what brings you to Grow ATL?
Well, I'm ready to scale my business. I just celebrated my 5th year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so
much.
That's
a big milestone.
Thank you so much. But I've done it as a full-time employee. So
still have a corporate job?
No. I went part-time. And now I'm going to focus on growing this business because the IRS says 5 years you need to get to work.
Together.
Or sit down.
So it's time to... Take it to the next level.
Exactly, exactly.
And then, so how do you see taking it to the next level? Is that just expanding your base here? Are you looking to kind of franchise or kind of license people in other markets to do this?
I'm looking to start with corporate, doing more group tours, team building, changing our itinerary, which we do sometimes. Sometimes we don't have wine drinkers, and we've done shopping trips.
Right.
So I'm looking to kind of... add variety to my itineraries.
But still the same concept of daycation.
Exactly.
That's kind of at the heart of it, is a getaway for a day.
Exactly.
And self-contained event.
Exactly.
And then whether it's drinking or shopping. Or
either way, whatever is fun.
Right. So that's exciting then.
Thank you.
Are you have prospects for the expansion, or this is at the idea stage?
Actually, I do. I've had a few sit-downs with a senior living facility to do tours for them.
Oh, that's a nice market.
Yeah, that was my start. And then, so I've done tours for strictly teachers, strictly realtors. So I'm looking to do more large groups, organizations.
Right.
We've added the opportunity to do fundraisers with we'll give out a wholesale price.
Right.
And then the organization could sell the seats for as much as they would like.
Right.
Based on the average cost. So I have some ideas.
So how are you coming up with these ideas? You have a business coach, or are you just kind of creative? How is that working?
I guess I'm just creative.
Wow, that's great.
I don't
great.
Have a coach yet.
So now do you see, so no one's consulting with you? This is your own thing? And
it's my own thing.
So these kind of events are important then to help get new ideas and network and find other kind of potential
partners. I'm always searching for a way to learn. Yes.
Now, do you have any go-to resources you use to learn?
Let's see.
Are there books,
really,
blogs, video people? You don't have a favorite?
My goodness. It probably would be the Small Business Development Center.
SBDC.
Exactly.
So you've been working with them?
I have.
Who's the person you work
with? I've just gone to workshops and classes. And then I've done SCORE. A few sit downs with the mentors with SCORE. Especially when I thought of selling, private labeling a wine.
Right.
For my own retail sales. I sat down
with
a SCORE mentor.
So you have that side of your business?
I have made some calls about private labeling. Yeah.
Oh, nice. So then that could be a nice way to brand yourself and to kind of give away at the end of the trip or build it into the packages.
I didn't have a retail product.
Right.
Especially when I did vending events. I couldn't pull the bus in
and
say I do wine tours. So, yeah, I was looking for something retail to add.
So now, what would be the, at the end of today, what would be something where you said this was an event that was worth my time going to? What are you looking for as a takeaway?
I am looking for the ideas that I have. how to strategize them and get started on working and focusing. Time management is an issue for a dualpreneur, full-time employee, and trying to run a business. So I'm looking to...
And do you actually go on the trips too?
Do, yes.
So you have to get the business and serve the business.
And sometimes drive the business.
Drive the business.
And sometimes she has to taste the wine. I mean, look, somebody has to do it. Right?
It's a tough job. It's not easy being Kenya.
So, yes, I am hands-on.
So now has it gotten to the point where you're like, I don't even want to see wine anymore? Because
Not yet.
At that point.
Not yet.
So there's room to grow in that area.
Exactly.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more about one of your tours, what's the best way to get a hold of you? Do you have a website?
I do have a website. It's going to be wicksandwines.com.
Is that and?
And. And an S on both words.
All right. Well, Kenya Johnson, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Lee, this was awesome. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in a few from Grow ATL.